Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, what with e-books and audiobooks, the physical book is not nearly as popular as it used to be. And this seems to doubly apply for the hardback book. Booksellers report they are difficult to sell and many publishers are abandoning it altogether. Mia Sherwood-Scully is a journalist, but has worked in bookshops for a couple of years. Mia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So did people not prefer hard books even when you worked back in the day?
Surprisingly not, actually. You would think so because they do tend to be of a bit better quality, but most people would prefer the paperback book. And some of that also comes from when a book is first published, it starts with a trade paper copy, which is slightly larger to start with. That would be the airside copy or the airport copy, as many people call it. So when you start with that already, the book is heavier. So if you were to also add a hardback to that, some people just don't go for it at all.
Some books I always thought were published initially in hardback and then they went to paperback.
So in the UK, it's pretty common for books to initially be published hardback in that bigger size again. In Ireland, the market is slightly different, that although we have a trade size, it's usually a paperback, unless it is a kind of special edition. Sometimes biographies, sports biographies are always a big one that would sell in hardbacks and tend to stay in hardback even after the initial year of sales.
Yeah.
So it does depend on the book.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Those kind of, especially sports biographies, they're published in the run-up to Christmas. And that's why they're hardbacks, because people are buying things in a panic for their partners.
They are indeed. So especially coming up to Christmas from about September, the book market will always get a massive push that a lot of books come out right ahead of Christmas. And a lot of those are hardbacks. And people coming in worried about their partners, they're working in a bookshop. There were plenty of times, and unfortunately it was usually men coming in looking to buy books for their partners with no idea of what they wanted, where to go, saying the hardbacks might be a bit too expensive.
Yeah. And what if they had no idea what to get? How could you help them?
You have to guess. You have to do the best you can. I had one man come in one time, I'll never forget it. And he had forgotten his wife's birthday. It was that day he had managed to get out from work. He ran in on his lunch break and he asked me, do you know any books? And so the usual questions, does she like fiction or nonfiction? I'm not sure. What's the difference? So yeah. I explained that to him to start with.
Okay, big and book household.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're really starting with the preliminary stuff here. And so I asked, do you know anything? What's she reading at the moment? What's on her bedside table? Do you know what colour it is? Would you recognise the cover? He couldn't give me any answer at all. And then he asked me, he turns around, he said, well, what do women like to read?
Oh, God. Right. I wonder, are they still together?
I don't, have to wonder.
Yeah, I'd say maybe, yeah.
I think if I picked a good enough book, hopefully they are. But
maybe she started reading How to Divorce Your Husband kind of thing. But I would imagine, though, the people, I mean, in your experience, has it been the case that somebody might come in and say, oh, I want to buy, book X that I've read a review of, but when you say to them, it's only in hardback, that might put them off.
That would happen a lot, especially there was one woman who would come in quite often to the shop and we kept a list of the books she had read previously, what she might like. She was quite picky, but really we had no direction other than that. And so you could spend easily an hour or two with this woman. She was lovely, but you'd bring her around, you'd try show her books, you'd have to try sell the plot to her. She preferred nonfiction books, which unfortunately a lot of the time do come in a hardback. And I could spend 20 minutes selling a book to her and eventually she'd let me take her and go look at it. And then she'd say, oh, but it's a hardback. I can't take that. The one good thing with hardbacks is when they tend to be bigger, the print size would be bigger. That was also an issue for her. But a lot of the time she always told me that she liked to read kind of lying down in bed. She was always scared it would hurt her wrists to hold the book. She was scared of dropping it on her face in the middle of a chapter.
Yeah, so. Well, if you nod it off or anything. And in the trade paperback, which is the bigger size, is the font actually bigger?
It is, yeah. So because the pages are bigger, it's printed in the same kind of format as a B format, which is a smaller book. Or the normal sized book, I guess, would be. So a lot of older people, especially, or anyone with side issues, would tend to find a trade paperback actually preferable in ways because it's easier for them to read the print.
Yeah. When you're, such as in the case of that woman, Do you have to have read all these books to be able to describe the plots?
You know
to
what?
Them?
You have to just sound confident in what you're doing a lot of the time. You can't.
It's rather like radio. That's why you ended up in radio.
I was on a career path from an early stage, but you just have to sound like you know what you're talking about. Half the time, people ask me about books when I was working, I just turn around and kind of read the blurb to them. And if you sound confident enough, they'd take your word for it. But there was also cases where the bookshop I worked in, we took, we wrote recommendations of books.
Yeah.
So what would happen quite often, it's funny, you kind of start to form a slightly parasocial relationship with some of the people that were regulars in the shop. And so if someone picked up a recommendation that was written by me, my name was signed at the bottom. If they loved that book, they'd come back in and say, "Is Mia here today?"
So
if there were books that they liked from my recommendations, then they might be more confident in letting me choose one for them as well, because they'd hope we have similar tastes.
But the recommendations would be books that you've actually read.
Most of the time.
People would be familiar with that. Do they have to be recently published books, the recommendations?
We would try to do a lot of recently published ones as well, because working as a bookseller, and the same with radio, we tend to get proof copies of books that come out before the book's actually published so that we can read them first and then give kind of advice on them. So it would a lot of the time be recently published books, but not always. There were books that I wrote recommendations for that I read 10, 15 years ago before I ever worked in the bookshop. If I loved it that much and I thought it would sell, or if it was already in stock and I saw one, I'd be like, well, why not? People love to get help with their books, and I never would have expected that.
What if the book is pants?
Sorry?
Pants, rubbish. If you read it and go, oh my God, this is the worst
then
piece of crap I've ever...
you try to just gently steer them away from it. I always lived with the fear that the author themselves would come in, because that happened once or twice. An author would come in and go, ask me about a book and say, how's this book doing? And like, I mean, I never would have said flat out to anyone it wasn't doing well. But also I was very careful because it happened a few times. They'd ask, how's this doing? And I was like, yeah, it's doing good. It's been selling copies. And they'd go, cool, I wrote it. Can I sign them? That I got ambushed a few times.
Yeah, but do you have to let them do that? Because if they sign it, you can't return it to the publisher. Isn't that the case?
No, so we can't return it to the publisher, but we would let them sign it. Or at least we'd let them sign, like if we had 10, 15 of them out, especially if they're recently published books, they'd sign those. And if we had any in the back, then we'd leave those ones just as they were.
Because I think it was Maeve Binchy used to sneak into bookshops and move where her books were to a more prominent position. Which is absolute genius.
I have a lot of respect for her for that. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Gavin says, the discussion of books of a gift reminds me of a joke that my late mother used to love, which I think Gay Byrne used to tell. A man tells his pal that he doesn't know what to get his wife for Christmas, and his mate suggests a book, to which the man replies, sure, she already has a book. That pretty much sums it up. Mia, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that.
Thanks for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.